The department's main project right now is the $65 million Blue Lake Dam expansion. Luckily, the debt service on the Green Lake Hydro project will be complete just as the Blue Lake expansion comes online sometime after 2015. This means ratepayers will start paying down the Blue Lake bonds with no change in the basic cost of electricity. But Bruton presented two basic problems that could upset that scenario. Problem one, because electric demand is growing at faster than historic averages, the utility will have to supplement the grid with power from the diesel substation on Jarvis Street until the new dam and turbine are online. That could raise electrical rates in Sitka far beyond the current rate of 9 cents per kilowatt hour. Problem two, because electric demand is growing so fast, by the time the new Blue Lake turbine comes online, Sitka will already need more power. That leaves the department looking across the island to Tackett's Lake, a project estimated to cost somewhere around $225 million. Bruton doesn't know where funding for a project of that scale would come from. Rates in Sitka could be offset by selling excess power across an intertie to other southeast communities. Bruton told the chamber he was frustrated that the federal economic stimulus package contained very little money for hydropower, about $7 million out of the $800 billion in stimulus funds. But even though funding will be a challenge, Bruton thinks the long-term prospects for hydropower in Sitka are good.
You know, Sitka is going to be in a great position to become an all-electric city, if you will. Perfect setup for having electric cars and electric heat for every building here, as long as we have the hydro to do it. And we can incredibly reduce our need for oil and greenhouse gas emissions and everything else simply by having the hydro. Quality of life, economic growth, all those things are tied into the basic cost of energy. And, you know, at less than 10 cents per kWh, you can have all kinds of intrinsic benefits for the community with that inexpensive power.
Bruton suggested that Sitka's electrical distribution system could be improved and upgraded to create efficiencies that may reduce the need for supplemental diesel generation. New transmission wires that cut losses by 1%, for example, could mean an annual savings of $350,000. He also said Sitkans have been willing to conserve electricity when asked. Other electrical utilities have already been in touch to ask him about Sitka's stoplight for electrical use.
It's amazing. We get a very active community response when we change those levels. We get sometimes, I think we've had a 10% load reduction within hours of us changing the limit. So that's going to be critical, and I think we'll really be stressing that as the year goes by, because there are times where we really have to reduce load or else we put the city in the dark.
But whether Sitkans would voluntarily take the drastic steps needed to conserve electricity in the face of rising fuel prices is another matter. When avalanches took out hydropower in Juneau for an extended period early this spring, that community cut its electrical consumption by almost 30% overnight. Bruton doesn't know if Sitkans would go that far on their own.
That happened after the first month's bills came out after the outage, so it wasn't entirely voluntary. When folks, their power bills quadrupled, they suddenly realized, wow, we've got to make some changes here. And that's what I'm talking about. The rates have to reflect really what the reality of our situation is. And a lot of folks said it was a life-changing experience.
Bruton said it would be like going from using 6 computer monitors to sitting with a book and a candle. He called conserving power a lifestyle choice. Bruton said the electrical department has already begun preliminary work on the Tackett's project. A scoping meeting will be held in Sitka at 7 p.m. Thursday, October 8th, in Harrigan Centennial Hall. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.